It's Morning Becomes Eclectic. I'm Nick Harcourt, your host for the show here at 89.9 KCRW. Cinematic Orchestra join us in the studio this morning. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Great to have you here. Fresh off the Coachella performance this weekend. I want to talk about that. And there's a Live at the Royal Albert Hall album as well, which we can talk about. But right now they're live in the studios here in Santa Monica for a set at Cinematic Orchestra.
So before we start, I'd just like to introduce the band on drums. We've got Luke Flowers. On double bass, Phil Franz. On piano, Nick Ram. On guitar, Stuart McCallum. Saxophones, Tom Chant. Acoustic guitar, Grey Reverend. And myself, Jay Swinsko. The first couple of tunes we're going to do for this session is going to be As the Stars Fall and Breathe.
beginning to me. Through me.
Morning Becomes Eclectic. It's KCIW, our guests in studio this morning, Cinematic Orchestra, led by Jason Swinsko, who you heard from at the beginning, introducing everybody else in the studio. Once again, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure. I must say, actually, before I forgot to mention, and I feel a bit bad, on vocals, Heidi Vogel.
Wow, she was there. We definitely heard her.
Of course.
No doubt about it. Beautiful stuff. And again, thanks for coming in and bringing everybody in this morning in town for the Coachella Festival this past weekend. Before we talk about anything else, how was it? Did you melt out there?
But yeah, we all melted. We all fried and burnt, you know. But it's a fantastic, part of California, you know, driving out from LA into the desert, then hitting this kind of polo field. It's a beautiful location for the festival, really. It's a very well organized and a great lineup, and just a pleasure to play there, you know.
First time out there, I'm guessing, right?
That's right, yeah.
I think that was its ninth year, and it's certainly become an institution in Southern California. So you made it out there for that. I know you've been doing some gigs in New York as well. And you've got this new album out, the Live at the Royal Albert Hall album. But maybe we could just get a little background, a little history on the band. Now, Jason, I believe you started working on this project around about 8-9 years ago.
That's, yeah, it's about that, yeah, I think.
first time around, and at the time, you were working for a record label, right?
That's right, I was working for Ninja Tune. I was just kind of like making tea and running errands, doing the post, kind of the simple things, you know, and then working my way up and spending my evenings just kind of demoing kind of music and just trying to kind of learn about the kind of the combination of kind of acoustic and electronic, you know, kind of elements to kind of make some music. So it was a great label to kind of be involved at that time. You know, it was a very kind of pioneering and...
Well, we should point out it was Ninja Tune.
Exactly, yeah, Ninja Tune, yeah.
Who put out records by people like Cold Cut and a lot of very experimental music, I guess, at the time, or music that wasn't getting released anywhere else. But you've also got a background in jazz or a love of jazz music. So how did you decide you wanted to bring these two things together?
I used to play bass pretty badly, and Phil France, who's the bass player and kind of co-writer, go back a long way, our old friends from up north in, actually, Huddersfield. And when I was trying to kind of play bass, I said, Phil, who should I listen to? And he's going, listen to Charlie Mingus, Jaco Pastorius, blah, 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 you know, some of the heavyweight jazz players. And that kind of pulled me into that whole world of jazz, and through Phil and meeting Luke and Stuart and Nick and Tom, it kind of opened up a whole kind of wonderful world of kind of music that was just great to discover and great to kind of try and combine elements of it, you know, that freeness and that spirit of jazz, you know.
So it started off, as you said, by doing it in your spare time, doing it at night. When did you realize that you were actually becoming a band leader, or maybe that you needed to become a band leader and bring other people in to help you flesh this out?
Well, what happened, we kind of put a tour together, which was around Europe for almost a month in a minivan, really. It's quite a hardcore way to kind of tour, and came back from that, and Pete, the label manager at Ninja, says, well, you're doing great, do you really need to come back into the office? I'm like, well, because the energy and the spirit was up, and I was very focused on kind of music at that point in time. It's like, well, let's just kind of continue it, and it just went from there, and it hasn't stopped, really.
Now, obviously touring and then taking the ideas that you had in your head and in the studio out on the road, I am always interested to ask this question of people who start off with a studio project. How did that change it? How did it, I'm guessing it made it more organic, obviously, but how did it actually shift the songs? Did the songs become different?
Well, they're quite, actually very different processes. The studio is a very kind of controlled environment, which I actually can have a lot more control once the recordings have been done in terms of editing and selection and selecting the kind of parts. But in, you know, playing live, it has to be a much more open forum where everybody has a voice and they contribute their knowledge and their kind of spirit to the music. So it has to be that much more kind of free, you know, in a way, for it to kind of like continue. It's not a band that we don't do, it's not a band, it's not a group of session players, it's a group of kind of like-minded musicians who have a really keen interest and kind of love of music, so it's about kind of having that spirit there. And so the two things are kind of wonderful kind of like counterpoints to each other. You know, the studio really reflects a kind of a more focused and controlled way of kind of distilling the essence in some of the tunes, and then the live show allows for them kind of to be explored and to kind of be celebrated. So it's great to have both, to be honest.
Now, the most recent studio album is Ma Fleur, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
And how many studio albums actually have there been?
There's been three original studio albums,
right.
There's been one remix record, there's been one soundtrack, which is Man with a Movie Camera, and the new live record, Live at the Royal Albert Hall.
And I'm guessing Live at the Royal Albert Hall is almost like a best of, because you're taking music from the three albums, right?
It is, actually. The show was actually a show for our audience, you know, in the UK. It's a big kind of celebration at the end of last year, and we invited the Heritage Orchestra, which is a 24-piece orchestra, and some extra musicians, and just really put on a kind of a celebratory show, which, as you said, is a selection of all material across all records. So it was a lot of fun, really.
I'm sure it was. And the Royal Albert Hall, of course, just one of those handful of venues, I guess, across the world that everybody wants to play.
It's legendary.
Yeah,
it is.
Exactly. So you've relocated to Brooklyn recently, right? Is that?
Yeah, no, it's probably, it'll be 2 years this August, actually.
Okay.
Being in Brooklyn, yeah.
So you're going to take this to the Carnegie Hall at some point or something?
Someone's mentioned that before, actually.
Should be working on that, I think.
It's a beautiful, I've never actually been in, I've walked past it many times, and it's a wonderful, looks like a wonderful space, and has a great history there. It'd be wonderful to play there.
All right, well, we're throwing it out there to the universe. We'll see what comes back on that one.
Someday.
Yeah, and now, talking of soundtracks, you mentioned you worked on a soundtrack. You're currently working on another soundtrack. Tell us a little bit about this. It's for a nature documentary that Disney is doing, right?
That's correct, yeah. It's called Crimson Wing. It's going to be released in Europe the end of 2008 and in North America probably spring 2009. It's a kind of cross between a wildlife documentary and fiction, actually. It's a very, very interesting project. Currently kind of writing the score at this as we speak. This is a little break, actually, away from it, which is great, but it's a wonderful project and it's very challenging, but it's such a good thing for us to do, you know.
And it's about pink flamingos.
It's the flamingo is the kind of
the star,
is the character, yeah.
Okay.
It's just a story of life. It's about the kind of cycle of life, which is similar to the concept of Ma Fleur, really.
Oh, okay.
So the director, one of the directors involved, was actually drawn, he's obviously a big fan, but was drawn by the concept of Ma Fleur, and he saw the same, you know, something similar in what they were trying to do as a film. So there's a kind of a great, you know, kind of connection there.
So plenty to keep you busy, obviously.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
All right. Is there going to be any more touring in the States this year, do you think?
Nothing planned at the moment. Maybe some shows at the end of the year, definitely. But, you know, I'd love to kind of do more and more shows in the US. It's, you know, it's a great place to tour.
Well, thanks for coming in and bringing everybody in today. We appreciate it. We're going to throw it back to you for our second set, and then at the end of the program, we're going to give away some copies of the live CD to our subscribers. So we'll do that when we come back. I'll throw it back to you with the band right now and Cinematic Orchestra. Second set here on Morning Becomes Eclectic.
Great. Thank you very much. We're going to start. This next track is Child Song.
and windowsills. Tables and chairs worn by all of the dust. And this is a place where I don't feel alone. And this is a place where I feel like home.
Beautiful stuff. Thank you so much for coming in, everybody. Cinematic Orchestra live on our program this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. We're going to give away some copies of the Live at the Royal Albert Hall CD. We've got about a minute and a half left, so I better get jumping. Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome.